It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Most police departments track people's cell phone locations and do so without a warrant. That's the finding of a new report by the American Civil Liberties Union. Catherine Crump is an attorney with the ACLU, which gathered information from law enforcement agencies around the country.
It doesn't have to be a big police department. Even small police departments are engaging in cell phone tracking, often without a warrant.
And what kind of information are they getting?
At the narrow end, they could, for example, be tracking one individual's movements, either in real time as they travel around the city, or they're obtaining records from cell phone companies about someone's movements stretching back in the past. One of the things we found was a document that showed how long the different cell phone companies keep people's location information. And most companies store your personal location information where you've been in the past for at least a year.
This is the kind of information that the police, going back to antiquity, probably would have loved to have been able to obtain.
Paul Ohm teaches at the University of Colorado Law School.
It basically lets you plant a virtual cop on a tail around any target that you may want to.
So what kind of cases is this being used for?
So I worked at the Justice Department 5-6 years ago, and even then we started to see this increasingly with drug cases, fugitive cases, kidnapping cases. Anytime you want to keep tabs on the location of a target or a suspect or even a victim, this could be a very useful tool.
Okay, so say you're a cop and you're investigating a drug case. You want to find out about the suspect's entire network of contacts.
And you'll want to track them around town as well. Well, it may be that you don't actually have probable cause that Conspirator 4, Conspirator 5 is part of the conspiracy or is committing illegal activity at the time. And so law enforcement would want a tool that would let them, with a little bit less than probable cause, which is the constitutional standard, track other people as well.
Law enforcement agencies are getting around that probable cause requirement in a number of ways, says Crump.
What we found is that in some cases, law enforcement does go to court, but they don't get a full warrant. They just show that something is relevant to an investigation, which is a much lower standard. Or in the worst case scenario, they're not going to a court at all. They're just tracking people with no judicial supervision.
And as for the national legal standard about how cell phones ought to be handled by police, Ohm says there isn't one.
When it was just a couple of federal agencies really doing this, we could at least have some hope that there'd be centralized accountability. Now when you unleash hundreds of agencies across the country, you should begin to worry a lot more about the one agency that really doesn't know what they're doing and tramples on civil liberties. There is no uniform law that governs or protects location privacy in this country.
We have a link to the ACLU report at marketplacetech.org. When you think about what the future will look like, you might imagine the Jetsons. But I invite you to ponder another cartoon possibility. Remember the Wonder Twins?
Wonder Twin powers activate!
They could take different forms depending on what the situation called for.
Shape of octopus!
Form of an ice unicycle!
Ice unicycle. You could choose anything and you choose an ice. Scientists at MIT have developed tiny programmable magnetic cubes that can read the shape of an object, then communicate with each other to come together and replicate that object. So if a car part cracks, you duct tape it together, let this smart sand read it, and then you have a new part. It's 3D printing without the printer. It's a bucket of magnetic sand that can just turn into stuff. And it's the future. Oh, whoops, sorry. My mind just got blown and my brain fell out of my head. Let me pop it back in there. Ah, phew. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.